Save a Horse, Ride a Captain sequel snippets. Written by Gal Wednesday. Read by Irrational Pie, Secrets of Lufnarp, and Panda Mug. Relationship. Steve Rogers, Bucky Barnes. Initiating Stark Tech spy drone, spy drone 289. Tracking target, Steve Rogers, aka Capsicle. You're really warm, Bucky slurred. He tucked his chin into the crook of Steve's shoulder, his stubble scraping gently against Steve's neck, and Steve almost dropped him. How much further? Steve said desperately. Bucky wasn't heavy, but carrying the warm, lax weight of him, and feeling the hot rush of Bucky's breath over his jaw with every exhale, was slowly filling Steve's body with a light, fizzy happiness that Steve felt instinctively couldn't be an appropriate reaction to seeing a drunk stranger home. He felt like a shook-up soda bottle. Dunno, Bucky said cheerfully. Hey, how much can you bench press? How much does a rhinoceros weigh? Is a rhinoceros bigger than a moose? Probably. Stand up for a second, pal. I need to check something in your wallet. Okay. Bucky hummed a little, apparently entirely unconcerned, while Steve propped him up against a wall and rifled through his pockets. For a worrying second, it looked like Bucky's wallet might be in his skinny jeans, and Steve wasn't going to go fishing around in those pockets. Bucky's pants were tight enough that it would count as what Steve's ma used to call getting fresh. But eventually, Steve found a wallet in Bucky's inner jacket pocket. Steve pulled out Bucky's ID card and checked his address. All right, it's just a little further. Hop on up. Bucky made an adorable little hup-hup noise while Steve boosted him back up. God damn it, Tony. Not again. Connection with spy drone 289 lost. Tony Stark, probably. What the fuck? Was my spy drone trying to audition as a romance writer? What is this fizzy happiness business? You have entered the group Vengeance Bros. Stark. Jarvis! Order champagne! Just like 100 cases of champagne! Buy a vineyard!
Rhodes. Belay that, Jarvis.
Jarvis. Thank you, Colonel Rhodes. Stark. Spoil sports. We need champagne! Cap's getting laid!
Rhodes. Seriously?
Wilson. No. But he did have an actual conversational exchange with another human that didn't involve mortal peril on either side. And they were making some serious calf eyes at each other.
Stark. Yeah, fine. No, he's not. Mr. Piggyback was way too drunk for Steve to do anything but gallantly escort him to his door. But he talked to someone. To a boy! A cute boy! Our baby's growing up.
Wilson. He didn't just talk to him. He left the bar with him.
Rhodes. Whoa, Steve went home with someone?
Wilson. The guy told Steve he had a good face, and Steve didn't even go hide in the bathroom.
Rhodes. Was mind control involved? Maybe some kind of pheromone spray?
Stark. Don't be ridiculous. My watch tests for airborne toxins every 14 seconds. Plus, I had Jarvis run a background check on him the second they left. The guy's a legit army sergeant, and a damn good sniper. Like, Clint good. Like, his marksmanship scores are classified good.
Rhodes. Tony, please stop telling me when you hack the military.
Stark. It would be faster to tell you when I don't hack the military. Like last Tuesday, I didn't hack the military even a little bit.
Wilson. Anyway, Steve was all blushy and flustered. It was adorable.
Rhodes, please tell me you have video.
Natasha. Embedded video. Firehydrantsteve.mp4.
Rhodes, thank you, Natasha.
Natasha. Flower emojis.
Wilson. I have real hopes. Like actual grounded in reality hopes. That he will get this guy's number and have one normal friend.
Stark. I thought that was your job.
Wilson. I can fly, dude. I'm only normal by you people standards. Because your lives are completely ridiculous. And my life is slightly less batshit. Slightly.
The end. You have been listening to Save a Horse, Ride a Captain sequel snippets. Written by Gal Wednesday and read by Irrational Pie, Secrets of Lufnarp, and Panda Mug. Thanks for listening.